Good morning. Our question today is, we've been talking about the mitzvah of going to shul prepared, wearing our tzitzis, wearing our tefillin, exiting our door, going to shul, ready to go. Our question today is a detail, but an important detail of that discussion. When we're putting on our tzitzis and our tefillin at home, does that include the tallis, or should the tallis itself be put on at shul? So the Shulchan Aruch paskens as follows in Siman Chaf Aleph Sif Bet: Demishu Zayhir Betalis Katan Yil Bishenu. Somebody who's careful to do the mitzvahs properly should put on the talis katan. He's talking about what we call the tzitzis, the talis katan. Put that on. Beyaniach Tfilin Bebeso, and put on your tefillin as well at home. In other words, the talis katan gets put on at home. And then he continues. He didn't say anything about the talis gadol, the regular talis. He had v'yelech lavush betzitzis, and go to shul wearing your tzitzis. He's talking about the talis katan, umuchtar betfilin, with a crown of tefillin on our heads, going to shul with our talis katan and our tefillin on, the beis hakneses v'sham yisatef betalis gadol. And only once you get to shul do you put on the talis gadol. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying that our order in getting to shul is putting on the talis katan and the tefillin at home, but the talis gadol, the regular talis, only gets put on once we get to shul. Comes the Ramah, and apparently he disagrees. He says the olam is noheg to put also the talis gadol on at home. You say the brach on the talis gadol, that includes the talis katan. You put them on both at home, and then b'achar kach maniach tefillin, you also put on your tefillin at home, the holech lebeis hakneses, and then you go to shul. So it seems to be that we have a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, with the Shulchan Aruch telling us that you put on your talis katan and tefillin at home, but the talis gadol at shul, and the Ramah is saying that you put on your talis gadol also at home with the talis katan and with the tefillin. So comes the Aruch HaShulchan and tells us that in fact there is no machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch is coming to tell us, why do you put on your talis katan at home and the tefillin at home? We're trying to be mekayim the Zohar. And the Zohar tells us that when we go to shul, when we exit our home, we should be wearing tzitzis and tefillin. And the problem is that we don't typically put a talis gadol on at home and go to shul like that, at least in the place where the Beis Yosef was living. Accordingly, in order to fulfill the dictate of the Zohar, to put on the tzitzis at home, that would put on the talis katan at home. They would put on the talis katan and the tefillin on at home, and only when they got to shul would they put on the talis gadol. On the other hand, the Ramah, who said that we put the talis gadol on at home as well, he's not disagreeing with the Beis Yosef, but rather the Jews in the time of the Ramah in Europe were living only amongst themselves. They were living in Jewish towns, in Jewish villages, in ghettos, and there weren't goyim around. And accordingly, they were able to go to shul with their talis gadol on as well. And in other words, they fulfilled the Zohar to put on the tzitzis and to put on the tefillin. Not only did they put on the talis katan, but the talis gadol as well. And they were able to fulfill the Zohar in its shleimus, rather than the Beis Yosef trying to enable people to fulfill the Beis Yosef, to fulfill the Zohar, but by simply putting on the talis katan at home and talis gadol at shul, because they had to walk amongst the goyim in order to get to shul. So it would be too evident, it would be too strange, they would stick out too much for whatever reason if they were putting on their talis gadol and walking to shul like that from home to shul. Accordingly, they got by with fulfilling the Zohar with simply the talis katan. In other words, the bottom line here is, even the Shulchan Aruch agrees with the Ramah that the ideal would be to put on the talis gadol as well at home, together with the talis katan and the tefillin. It's simply they couldn't do it at the time of the Shulchan Aruch, but in places that you can do it, for example, in Israel today, where we can certainly walk through the streets with our tefillin and a talis gadol, at least in most areas, in most locations, that the Shulchan Aruch would agree with the Ramah would be the ideal to fulfill the Zohar, not only with the talis katan but the tefillin, but the talis gadol as well should be put on at home and go to shul wearing all three of them. Have a wonderful day.